Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, the destiny, and the purpose of God for our lives. It is a place where God makes us, transforms us, infuses us, empowers us, reveals himself to us, and as we apply the Word of God, live the Word of God, trust the Word of God, we see ourselves grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, which means there's the dimensions in our faith, the dimensions of our walk grow, increase, go higher. And we see and know God in a greater way. We understand him in a greater way. We know his will for our life in a greater way. We understand his word for our life in a greater way. And in doing that, we become the light, the salt, the life to someone else, that when they see us, they see something that they know it is God working in us. Even though we are faced with still situations and problems, we live in this world, but we're not of this world. We still have things that we deal with, but we do it by faith because we are called to walk by faith and not by sight. It is our faith that pleases God. Without faith, we cannot please him. So our faith and our trust in God is the mechanism, the door, the key, the foundation that allows us to go and possess all that God says, see his demonstration and manifestation in our life, allow his will to be done, and someone else's life to be touched, blessed, strengthened, encouraged as we trust God and as we see him move in our life powerfully. God always chooses unlikely people for a purpose and a plan greater than what we could ever imagine, and I'm so grateful because when God chooses a person, when he chooses a family, when he chooses a tribe or a nation for his glory, he will get the glory out of them, and he does it because he is God, and he's in control, and he has the last say so. Today we're going to continue our study of destiny. We're going to talk about destiny a little bit more, go into it, coming from the scripture, Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. The words of trust we know here is a command, and it's telling us to trust God completely, to trust God and with the conscious dependence on God, and we know that we've been taught throughout our life to be independent and to be strong and to be self-sufficient, but when it comes to the kingdom, we are dependent on God. We have to depend on him, depend on his goodness, his love, his kindness, his salvation, his word, his truth, everything that he is. We depend on him to be God to us, and so because he is, we trust him to do and be all that he says. As we do, God basically is the one who's ordained our destiny because he's the one who's the author and the finisher of our faith. He begun it before time ever began. He saw us. He knew us. He wanted us, and he called us unto himself. He knows those that will be his. He knows those who will serve him. He knows everyone that what everyone will do, and he knows the outcome. But we understand because we trust God, he ordains our step to destiny and purpose that aligns with his divine will. Now, trust in God, Psalms 37, verses 3 and 5 talks about this. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on this on his faithfulness. Have patience and reward and a reward sense of devotion and development to the Lord and a sincere pleasure of knowing him. Now, when we understand this, that God wants us to have patience and knowing that there's a reward that's going to happen in our life because we allow our trust and our faith in him to be developed and know that when we do this, we're pleasing him and we know him when we're doing this, then God is able to work in us and do some great things. We're to commit our ways to the Lord, trusting always in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Roll it over on him and doing this, we're saying, God, we trust you. We trust you to be God. We trust you to do everything that you said. We trust you, and we know that when you continue to work on us, you're going to let us see who we are and the destiny that you have for us even more. God will only give us sometimes parts and glimpses of our destiny, of our lives. But as we trust God and as we believe him every day through circumstances, we see greater things happening and develop in our lives. You have to understand that trusting God is a lifelong process. because as you grow in God, there will be things that will come into your life that will cause you to have to trust him even greater than before. And that trust is relinquishing your power and your will to try to figure it out, to try to do it yourself, to try to get out of something or try to make your own way. They're saying, God, you know the way that I take. You've already ordained and orchestrated and ordered my steps. You've already commanded certain things to hit my life in certain seasons of my life. And because you have, I have to trust that when I allow you to lead me and I follow you and I make that conscious decision to allow you to take me where I need to go, then, God, you're going to make sure that I come out the way that you said. I'm going to bear the fruit that you said. I'm going to be the person that you said. I'm going to develop in my mind, in my heart, in my spirit. My character is going to be more like you, and I'm going to show your loving kindness to someone, and I'm not going to do it in my own strength and in all my own power, but I'm going to do it through you, because even in my own self, I can't do this. I have to rely totally on your strength, on you and your word to do this, because you are the one that's going to lead me and guide me in all truth. That means that when I trust you, truth is always going to be there. You're going to lead me in truth. And truth is never going to fail me because you are God of truth, and you cannot lie, nor can you fail. So wherever you take me, God, I'm trusting you. And that's what you have to do. If you look at Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, you'll see that God is speaking here and is giving us to understand again about trusting him, and that in itself is a lot. 23 says, the Lord says, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, nor the mighty man in his might, nor the rich man in his riches. Let them boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord of justice and of righteousness, whose love is steadfast, that I love and that I love to be that, and I love for you to be that way. So whenever you understand that God wants us to be in a place where we trust, you can depend on God, and you can be accountable to God to do what he says, because he's going to do it in you. Glory here means to boast or to praise of oneself. God doesn't want us to boast and praise in ourselves. When we looked at Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, he wants us to boast in him and to love him and to know him. And true knowledge of God results from an intimate relationship with him and his will being demonstrated in our lives. So we have to allow God's will to be demonstrated in our lives, not our will, his will. And as we do, destiny is being developed in us. We see clearly some of the things that we wrestle with and some of the things that we are complacent about and upset about and worried about. When you understand that God loves us and he has a plan that is greater than anything that the enemy or our past or circumstance or the world or economy could ever do, then you rest knowing that when I wake up, God has got me. Throughout my day, God has got me. And I'm not going to fail because he upholds me in his righteousness. And as long as I trust him and depend on him, my destiny is going to come to pass because my destiny is locked in him. My destiny is locked in his ability to uphold, to keep, to save, to deliver. My destiny is locked in a God that knows the beginning to the end and knows all the in-between and knows how to work out his perfect will and his plan, and it will not destroy me even when I go through hard times, even when I go through hard places in my life. I will not be destroyed because to destroy God, for God to allow us to be destroyed in a hard test or in a process would mean that he wasn't able to bring us through. It's almost like what happened with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. God was angry with them, and Moses said, if you destroy them, then your enemies was going to say that you brought them out, but you were not able to keep them or sustain them or bring them into. So God is not going to allow you to get out of darkness, get out of darkness, you have the chains of darkness and be broken from those things, and now let life and situations destroy you. That's not the purpose. His purpose is to define us and to remake us and to transform us and to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, to know him more and more and love him and to chase after him and to be victorious. So even though we go through the valley of the shadow of death in our lives, we don't have to fear because we understand the God that is in control and has our destiny in his hands. Three attributes of God is that he demands of his people who are called by his name a loving kindness, meaning a loyal love. He demands and commands judgment, meaning justice. And he commands and demands righteousness, meaning his uprightness, his holiness. And so these are the things that God wants from us. And as we walk in these things, we see it. We see the loyal love of him. And as we have loyal love for him, we will love our neighbors as ourselves. We will give ourselves and love and know that you cannot use love up because it's not your love, it's his. And it's inexhaustible. And this love that he has for us is not the love that we understand and know today. It's fleshly love. It's agape love. It's love that goes beyond the feeling of the flesh. It goes into this to the realm that says, I love you in spite of yourself. I love you even if you can't love me back. I love you and I continue to give to you what is necessary for you to thrive, live, continue, and even though you can't give it back to me in the same measure. So God is allowing us to understand that sometimes we have to embrace that love and we have to walk in that love and we have to do it in his strength and his power, and he will help us. He will allow us to do it and he will help us. He will be that very present help to help us walk in that and to show it to somebody. When it talks about judgment and justice, that's talking about living a just life and living in righteousness. And as the Bible speaks of in Isaiah, being there for the orphans and the widows and not applauding injustice, not going along with it, not being a part of it as far as partaking in it. But there's a way for us to pray about injustices all over the world and know that when we do and when we take a stand as far as praying and speaking the truth and not bowing down to the conditions or taking sides, but only injustice, righteous justice, then we see the demonstration of God's power. Some of the things that are going on in the world today, we know that they're not right. They definitely are not right on either side. But if we stand and say this is not the way of God, we're supposed to love and treat each other according to the word of God. We're supposed to respect one another. We're supposed to live a life that is pleasing before God. When we understand that and we take a stand in love and not in politics or anything else, just in love, we're going to see something because we're going to pray the prayers of faith and see God move. Also in righteousness, and I said that before, living a life of righteousness, standing up in righteousness, not our righteousness, in the Lord's righteousness, knowing what the word says and living according to the word and his righteousness and right standing with him. Because in the end, all of us will stand before the Lord and all of us will be judged according to the works that we've done in our own flesh, how we represented God, the stuff that we thought we got away with, whatever it is, and we're going to be judged. And so we want, when God looks at us, we want him to see our lives as looking as like him. And even though we may fail, we want to be winners more than we are losing in life, losing in applying the word of God, because our destiny is tied to him. And we want the destiny that he has for us to be a destiny that is one that brings glory to him and honor to him. And many lives are touched, saved, delivered, and set free. They see the love and the demonstration of God's power in their life because of us obeying God and trusting him with our lives and our destiny. True service of God is more than just traditions and doing the realistic routines of our life. It's more than that. We've got to learn how to basically allow our spirits to lead us and guide us and not allow our emotions to lead us and guide us when it comes to the destiny that God has for us. God's destiny for us and his ways are not ours. And sometimes we can sometimes paint a picture that we want and we will reject what God is saying concerning our destiny. There's a way that we want it to be, how we have it designed in our own mind, and it's not the way that God has planned it for us, ordained it for us, or even commissioned it for us. Our ways are not his ways. His thoughts are high, much higher than ours, and he knows more than what we ever will know. So if we try to do it our way, it's never going to fit his plan and his destiny. Trusting God means that, God, I know that you're going to bring me out, and even when I face trials and tribulations, I'm not going to use a wrong attitude, but I'm going to get myself in a place that I trust what you're doing and allowing in my life to happen, and it's going to work out for my good. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Pastor Cheryl Fast, and I pray that this is blessing you and that you really are getting into trusting God with your destiny in your life and that you're allowing his will to be done and not yours. And that's hard because we're trying to be in control. But when you let God be in control and you allow him to lead you and guide you, you will not fail. You will not falter. You will see God's blessing like never before. Have a blessed day, and we'll be back tomorrow with another empowerment.